Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Friday in Oklahoma. I think the high today was about 68 degrees outside. Could have wore short pants. Just a beautiful, beautiful January Friday in Oklahoma. But we have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. As always, there's two ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-E-T-R-I-C-E @hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @DukeBoy100. That's @DukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. I believe the show, you can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But like I said, we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to be talking NFC and AFC title games. In the National Football League. Also, we'll talk NBA and college basketball. Hopefully in about 15 or 16 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. But let's see. Let's start with the NFC and the AFC title game. And let's start with the NFC Championship game between Green Bay at Atlanta, 2:05 Central Time on Fox. When we look at Atlanta, you have to talk about quarterback Matt Ryan. He was great last week against Seattle. He did a great job of spreading the ball around and getting everyone involved in the offense. He had 3 touchdown passes, no interceptions. Also, when you look at Atlanta, you have to talk about their offensive weapons. They're not just Julio Jones. You talk about Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman at that running back position. They both can run the football, obviously, and they also can make catches out of the backfield, make dynamic plays in space, and also Mohamed Sanu. He's also a really good player as well for Atlanta. When we look at Green Bay, quarterback Aaron Rodgers, he was great again last week. He made some unreal throws. I mean, my goodness, some big-time throws by Aaron Rodgers. I was really, really impressed. Man, that was a big, big-time throw that he made to Jared Cook. Very, very impressive. Also, when you talk about Jared Cook, he was a big-time performance. He really stepped up. You know, they were without Jordy Nelson, and also Jordy Nelson was injured. And I guess Devontae Adams got hurt late, but Jared Cook, he really stepped up. Big-time performance. He had 104 yards receiving and a touchdown. The keys to the game for Green Bay on offense, they have to protect Aaron Rodgers. I think that's going to be a big, big key for the Green Bay offense, obviously. They have to keep him clean in the pocket. On defense, can Green Bay get to Matt Ryan? Can they be sure tacklers in space? Again, Atlanta does a great job of creating mismatches, getting running backs on linebackers, so you have to tackle well in space. That will be a big, big key for the Green Bay Packers defense. For Atlanta on offense, they have to get their ball to their playmakers in space, like we talked about earlier. Again, they have to get Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman involved in the offense early and often. Julio Jones is dealing with a sprained toe, so how healthy is he going to be? That's going to be key. And on defense, Atlanta has to put some pressure on Aaron Rodgers. They have to contain Aaron Rodgers in the pocket. Again, easier said than done, but that'll be a big key for the Atlanta defense. They did a pretty good job of containing Russell Wilson last week. They'll have to do even a better job of containing Aaron Rodgers because right now he is hot, hot, hot. Now, when we look at this game, obviously injury is going to be a big part. If Jordy Nelson and Devontae Adams and also that Allison, the young kid that's made some big plays for Green Bay, if they're all out, it's going to be really tough, obviously, for Green Bay to go into Atlanta and get a victory. So if they're all out, go with Atlanta. Pick Atlanta. We won't know probably until game time how healthy the receivers for Green Bay will be. But for right now, I picked against Aaron Rodgers last week. I really thought Dallas was going to win. I thought they were going to beat Green Bay. That did not work out well for me at all. I'm not making that mistake again twice. I'm going to pick Green Bay to win 34-31. It'll probably come down to whoever has the ball last. I'm going to go with Green Bay to beat Atlanta. I mean, I could go either way on that game. But, again, after Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams, and the Allison kid, if they're not 100%, go with Atlanta to win. I think that's just a little too much, even for Aaron Rodgers to overcome if all your weapons are out. But we shall wait and see. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. You want to talk about the NFC Championship game, you want to talk about the AFC Championship game, you want to talk NBA, we can talk about the All-Stars. Stars, we'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes. They were named yesterday, who's going to start in the All-Star game. We can talk about that. We can also talk college basketball as well. We can talk anything in the world of sports. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Don't forget, in about 10 or 15 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Let's turn our attention to the AFC Championship game between New England and Pittsburgh in New England. That game will kick off at 5:40 Central Time on CBS. When we look at New England, you have to talk about quarterback Tom Brady. He was not Brady like last week. He was just 18 of 38 passing, and he threw two interceptions. He only had thrown, two interceptions all season long, and he had those two interceptions in the playoff game. Was not Tom Brady like at all. Also, when you look at New England running back Deion Lewis, he's definitely the spark plug for the Patriots offense. He returned a touchdown, returned a kickoff, for a touchdown. He also rushed for a touchdown. He caught a touchdown pass. He can do a little bit of everything for the Patriots. Very dynamic. When we look at Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, he has a strong arm. He's accurate, but he has not played well so far in the playoffs. He'll have to be really good if Pittsburgh is going to pull off the upset. We shall wait and see. Also, running back Le'Veon Bell, in the two playoff games he's played so far, he's rushed for 337 yards. He's patient, his vision, he's a big-time running back. I mean, man, he's just really, really patient. So, my goodness, he is a big-time talent. The keys to the game for Pittsburgh on offense, in the red zone, they cannot settle for field goals like they did last week in Kansas City. If they settle for field goals, if they settle for six field goals like they did last week, about three or four of them in the red zone, they will be beaten by New England pretty badly, more than likely. On defense, they have to hit Tom Brady early and often. They have to make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket. And for New England on offense, they have to get their rhythm offensively early. I thought they struggled to get that rhythm against Houston. Now, Houston has a really good defense, and Pittsburgh's defense is improving, but I think that's going to be a key. And on defense, they have to slow down and corral Le'Veon Bell. Again, easier said than done. This man has rushed for over 300 yards in two playoff games. Also, the Patriots, but the Patriots do a good job of taking your best playmaker, your best player out of the game. Normally, Belichick's defense is do that, so but I'm sure that's going to be their number one key, is to slow down Le'Veon Bell in this game. The final prediction on this game, I'm not picking against Brady and Belichick at home. I'm going to go with the Patriots to win 34-27. And make no mistake about it, Pittsburgh is definitely good enough to go into New England and get a victory, but I don't think it's going to happen. I like New England to win by a touchdown. I think it'll be a good competitive game, but I like New England to win by 7. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. If you want to let me know your NFC and AFC predictions, you can call me up at, again, 1-646-929-0429. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, we'll talk NBA, and also we'll get into a little college basketball as well. Well, we might get into a little college basketball. We'll have to wait and see if we have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We're definitely going to be talking some NBA, and then hopefully we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo.
Sean Khalid from Man.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never feared death but dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am.
can touch me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it. I'm not to be played with, because it could get dangerous. See these people I ride with. This moment, we own it.
And the same ones that I ride with be the same ones that.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. In about 5 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Grabe. Let's talk some NBA and college basketball. Let's talk about some key games that took place in the NBA this week. On Monday, the Warriors, on Martin Luther King Day, they destroyed the Cavaliers. A big win there for Golden State, beating them 126-91. Klay Thompson scored 26 points. Kevin Durant, he scored 21 points. Steph Curry had 20 points, 11 assists, and Draymond Green had a triple-double, 11 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. Golden State shot 65% in the first half. They scored 79 points. They finished the game shooting 51%. They hit 15 threes. The ball movement was excellent, like it's been all season long for Golden State. They had 38 assists, and also they did a great job of scoring points in transition. LeBron James, he scored 20 points, but on 6 of 18 shooting. He did have 6 rebounds, but 6 turnovers. Kyrie Irving, he scored 17 points, had 6 turnovers. Love was hurt in the game. Kyle Korver scored 11, but look, the Cavaliers shot just 35% from the field. They were 9 of 34 from threes. And you can tell that the Warriors' length on defense definitely gave the Cavaliers some issues. And the Warriors were plus 23 on the glass. They dominated on the glass. So you could tell the Warriors definitely wanted to come out and make a statement. I don't know how big of a statement it is in the regular season. Obviously, it all comes down to what's going to take place in the NBA Finals. But they definitely made a statement saying, hey, look, if we're at our top of our game, we're not being beaten. And we're better than the Cavaliers if we're at the top of their game. Now, the Cavaliers are dealing with some, obviously J.R. Smith's not there. They're trying to integrate Kyle Korver into the offense. But that being said, that was a very, very impressive performance there by the Warriors, a dominant, dominant win there. Also on Monday night, the Clippers, they destroyed the Thunder 120-98. Maurice Spates had a double-double, 23 points and 10 rebounds. J.J. Redick had 20. DeAndre Jordan had a double-double, 19 points and 15 rebounds. Also had 4 blocks. The Clippers shot 55% for the field. Russell Westbrook, he scored 24 points, didn't shoot the ball well, only had 4 assists. The Thunder shot just 42% from the field. They were 10 of 30 from threes. No energy on defense. They allowed 62 points in the paint. Now, obviously, Adams being out, dealing with concussion issues, that definitely hurt Oklahoma City, but their defense was non-existent. The Clippers got whatever they wanted anytime they wanted offensively. They had wide-open threes. They got anything they wanted in the paint. It was a complete domination by the Clippers. And also, Oklahoma City was dominated again on Wednesday night by Golden State. They beat down Oklahoma City 121-100. Kevin Durant, he was special. This game was tied up at 56, so it was a dominant second half by Golden State. Kevin Durant, he scored 40 points on 13 of 16 shooting. He also had 12 rebounds. Steph Curry added 24 points. They shot 54% from the field. They had 35 assists. Russell Westbrook, he had a triple-double, 27 points, 15 rebounds, and 13 assists, but he was 8 of 23 from the field. He took some really bad shots in the second half, quick, awful shots, and also he had 10 turnovers as well. Enes Kanter had 22 points off the bench. Again, no Adams, so that definitely hurt the defense for Oklahoma City as well, but they shot too many threes and, again, too many turnovers. They shot just, 42% from the field, and they were 8 of 28 from threes. They were out-rebounded by the Warriors by 10. If you're going to beat the Warriors, you have to dominate them on the glass, and that did not happen. Again, I would like to see Steven Adams being on the court, but that did not happen, so I'm looking forward to that next matchup next month, Durant's first game back in Oklahoma City. Now, we can also talk about the All-Star starters. They were named last night on TNT. Look, the only thing that shocked me, obviously, Russell Westbrook not being a starter. The man is averaging a triple-double. I know Steph Curry. Yeah, Steph Curry is a better player, but who's having the better season so far? It's Russell Westbrook. I mean, he's averaging a triple-double. That hasn't been done since 1962 when Oscar Robertson did it at this point in the season. I mean, he has 21 triple-doubles. The rest of the league has if you take Harden out of the mix, the rest of the league has, 18? He has more triple-doubles than anyone else in the league, minus James Harden. So that is definitely ridiculous. So we can talk about that. I thought also Isaiah Thomas should have been named as a starter to the on the East as well. You know, DeMar DeRozan's having a special year, but I like the way Isaiah Thomas is playing. He really means a lot to Boston. He's playing some really, really great basketball from Boston. So you can let me know what you thought of the All-Star starters. You can do that. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Before our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, let's get into some college basketball. We have a couple of games here to talk about on Wednesday night. Oklahoma, they shocked West Virginia, beating them 89-87 in overtime. I thought OU had a small, very, very small chance of winning in Morgantown. I definitely did not see them getting the job done, and they got the job done. Five Sooners were in double figures, led by Jordan Woodward, who scored 20 points, including the game-winning basket. Cameron McGusty, he had 17. They shot 49% from the field, only turned the ball over 12 times against Press Virginia. That's saying a lot as well. Javon Carter scored 23 points for West Virginia, but they shot just 7-25 from threes. They did have 17 offensive rebounds, but the key to playing West Virginia is not turning the ball over and keeping them off the offensive glass. And OU did a great job of not turning the ball over, so a big time win there for OU as they get a much needed win in West Virginia in the Big 12. And then Florida State, they hung on to beat Notre Dame 83-80. Jonathan Isaac, he had a double-double, 23 points and 10 rebounds. Also had 7 block shots. They shot 50% from the field, and they had 11 blocks as a team. They just have great length and athleticism defensively. For Notre Dame, Steve Asturias scored 18 points. Matt Farrell had 17 points and 7 assists. They hit 15-21 from the three-point line, but they had 18 turnovers. Again, that length of Florida State really bothers opposing teams, and it really bothered Notre Dame, so a nice win there in the ACC. A couple of big games this weekend. I'd look forward to Duke's back in action, taking on Miami. Duke's been off for, 5 days. Hopefully, Amil Jefferson's going to play. I haven't heard, but hopefully Duke plays really well on both ends of the court, especially defensively. And I know they're going to score, but they're going to have to really ratchet up that defense. They're going to bring that energy and effort defensively. And also, we have a big game in the West Coast in the Pac-12, UCLA taking on Arizona, 3 o'clock on CBS. That should be a really high-scoring affair. Looking forward to that matchup as well. So we'll talk about that all on my next show, God's Will, on Monday. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Greg's theme music, and then when we come back, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Moe's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, during our favorite segment of the week, you can still call us up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. But let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty well. How's it going?
Doing pretty well, man. Just enjoying this nice weather outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Definitely enjoying this weather and looking for a good weekend in sports. There's no doubt about that.
Right. Well, Greg, let's get your thoughts on the NFL playoffs. First, before we talk about the AFC and the NFC championship games, let's get your thoughts on last week. Last week, you won a perfect 4-0 with your picks, including picking Green Bay over Dallas, which was a classic game. What were your thoughts on the games that took place last week, especially the Green Bay at Dallas game?
Well, Green Bay and Dallas game was really much of not just that. Just well, one, I know as a Redskin fan, I know about that team. No. They are a spoiler team. And another thing is, I have some family and friends of the Dallas Cowboy fans. I remember they got on me about yeah, you rooting for Green Bay to beat Dallas. What are you, crazy? Green Bay, I mean, Dallas owns Green Bay. Okay, well, guess what? Green Bay owns Dallas, okay? Didn't they lose the last two times against Green Bay? This year and last year?
Yeah, I believe that. Dallas beat them in the regular season this year.
Oh, no, I'm talking strictly postseason.
Oh, okay, yeah, then I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're 0-2 against Green Bay because that Dez Bryant drop, and now this.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Okay, yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about regular season two, but yeah, that's exactly right. That's true.
I've held that within me for a long time. So if any of my cousins and relatives are listening, go Green Bay Packers. How about that?
Wow, there you go.
You went in the dark. You went in the dark zone. Yeah, well, I've seen the light now.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called you crazy. I thought picking up Aaron Rodgers is definitely tough to do right now because he's on fire. Even some of his webs are. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'll go ahead.
And because of them, that's why I root for the Redskins now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Man. Well, that's a good. Well, yeah, that's true on that. Anything else that stood out to you in the other game? Pittsburgh barely beating Kansas City, but getting the job done, beating them 18-16, having to settle for field goals. They can't do that this week. Anything else stood out to you about the divisional weekend?
Yeah, not really, except for that Dallas game. That was a pretty good game.
Yeah, that was a classic. It was just they left Aaron Rodgers too much time on the clock. 35 seconds, that was too much time.
I'm telling you now, Green Bay, you do not want to play Green Bay as a wild card team. I mean, you just don't. No thanks. No.
Well, let's turn our attention to the NFC Championship game, Gray, between Green Bay and Atlanta. Again, Aaron Rodgers on fire, playing some outstanding football right now. He's dealing with a lot of injuries, though. The Green Bay Packers are dealing with a lot of injuries. I talk about Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams, also the Geronimo Allison. He might be out for the game. He's questionable as well. And you look at Atlanta, I mean, Julio Jones is dealing with a sprained toe, but they have a lot of offensive weapons. Matt Ryan is playing at a high level. What are your thoughts on the game that's going to take place in the ATL on Sunday?
You know what? This really, I can show you the way about this game, but just to make a pick here,
mm-hmm.
I what if I got to lose? If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm going to roll the dice and go and roll with nothing against the Atlanta Falcons. At least it's not the Dallas Cowboys, I can tell you that. In fact, one of the original homegirls, you know who I'm talking about, Maurice, is picking the Green Bay Packers, which is a shock to me because I really thought she would go with Atlanta, but hey, she was rooting for Green Bay to beat Dallas, even though she picked Dallas too. So, I'm rolling on a limb here and go with the Packers. So.
Okay, I'm going with the Packers too.
I just don't
want to pick against Roger. Yeah, I could be wrong. Like I said, now if Jordy Nelson doesn't play, and also Davante Adams doesn't play, and the Allison kid, well, then never mind. Pick Atlanta, folks. Be smart and pick Atlanta. But we won't know until game time. So I'm definitely going to go with Greg and pick Green Bay. And that's just a wild guess here.
So. Mm-hmm.
Right. You're listening to our favorite segment. We chatting with Greg. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call us up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Greg, let's turn our attention to the AFC Championship game between the Patriots and the Steelers. The Steelers coming off that 18-16 victory over Kansas City, and the Patriots, they struggled a little bit, even though they still won and covered the spread easily against the Texans, but they struggled offensively, turning the ball over. Houston did a great job of getting pressure on New England's quarterback, Tom Brady. He struggled throwing two interceptions. Wasn't a Brady-like performance, and wasn't a Patriot-like performance, especially at home. What are your thoughts on the AFC title game?
Right now I'm going with New England. In fact, that's who she's picking as well. That's no shock to me. She's going with New England. So, just playing in Foxborough and that record, I forgot what the record was for the Patriots, but
I believe they're 16-3 at home. 16-3.
That's the one I was looking at. Yeah,
That's a good point. Now it wouldn't be crazy. Now you wouldn't be, you know, shocked that Pittsburgh pulled the upset. They got a lot of talent. You talk about Le'Veon Bell, Tom Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have the talent to win. But again, picking against Belichick and Brady at home, I'm just not going to do that. I just cannot do that. So I'm definitely going to go with the Patriots as well. I think it'd be a close game, but I got the Patriots by a touchdown. So we definitely agree on these weekend matches. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll definitely talk about that more on Monday. I guess, Greg, we have some time here. Let's turn our attention to let's turn our attention to the NBA, and we have to get your thoughts on the San Antonio Spurs. They're dealing with a big injury. Paul Gasol fractures his hand in warm-up. He's going to be out 4 to 8 weeks. Put a damper on this Cleveland matchup. I was going to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
To put a damper on that. But what are your thoughts right now on the Spurs? Can they stay? I believe they're number – they're second in the West, I believe, right, behind Golden State. Do you think they'll drop far from that number two spot without Paul Gasol? He's going to be out 4 to 8 weeks. What are your thoughts right now on the Spurs and their ability to hold on to that number two or maybe even go to that number one in the standings in the West? What are your thoughts on the San Antonio Spurs right now?
The Spurs are just going to be fine with or without Gasol the way it looks right now because they're just – I mean, the two games they lost to, they shouldn't have lost to. I mean, the Bucks at home, come on now. You can't be losing. You're not losing to the Bucks at home. And then they lost to somebody else. They lost to somebody. Maybe it was just the Bucks. Because at first they almost lost to Minnesota and they won that one, but it was, sorry, I thought there was something else they lost to. But anyway, the Bucks, the Bucks at home, come on now.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it was It was Orlando.
Orlando. That's true. That's a big blow, though, but he's going to be out for, what,
after
2 months.
Well, that's just Popovich. That's just Popovich. If you're injured, you get some rest. I mean, that's...
Right. I agree with you there. I think the Spurs will be fine. You probably would pick Cleveland to win tomorrow's game, right?
Probably.
This is Cleveland, so I guess Kevin Love might play. I'm not sure if Kevin Love's going to play or not, so we shall wait to do that on my next show on Monday. Anything stood out to you with the All-Star starters being announced? Anything that, you know, were you bothered about Westbrook not being named an All-Star starter?
Somewhat, but I think they're probably only against because of Westbrook's attitude. That's probably
that's a good point. I didn't think about it. Yeah, that's true. Now, it was a tie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tie between Curry, Harden, and Westbrook, but the tiebreaker was the fan vote, and the fans voted more for Harden than Curry, and that made Westbrook not a starter.
Well, yeah, that's probably one possibility.
Now the attitude could have hurt him with the media vote and also the players' vote because you know their vote was 25% of it this year. The players got 25% of the vote and also the media got 25%. The fans got 50%. But that might have hurt him with some of the fans and maybe with the players and the media. There's no doubt about that. Especially the latest situation with Zaza Pachulia. Even though, like I said, I didn't like the way Zaza Pachulia stood over Westbrook and also the fact that none of the Thunder players came to his aid. I thought that somebody should have, you know, pushed Zaza Pachulia and say, hey, man, you can't do that. But that being said, Westbrook has to be smarter in the post game and not say, hey, I'm going to get his butt. You know, they're going to be looking for that now. You should have just said nothing. I mean, but that. Yeah, that was actually.
And plus you're challenging a veteran. That's a no-no.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And like I said, I can understand. Like I said, I was bothered by him staying over. I didn't like that either. And I'm not on the.
You're challenging a veteran.
And we'll see how that turns out. Those teams play February 11th, so we'll see what happens there. And then I'm sure you want to talk before. We only got about 45 seconds left here. What are your quick thoughts on OU upsetting West Virginia in college basketball?
Well, that's why you got Lon Kruger. I mean, he's not saying it shocked me, but that's why you got Lon Kruger there as the head coach. He's not bothered by the fact that. Yeah, he's facing challenges and led some teams to victory. So that play that Jordan Ward played, now I see us. When OU had the ball, when they scored, I don't know how many minutes was when Jordan Ward had the ball. My initial thought was Kruger will probably not call a timeout. He wants them to go at it, go at them.
Right.
And that's what Oklahoma did. Go at them. Go to the basket and break so you can break that press.
Right.
And sure enough, OU, Kruger, I know Kruger just said, go, just go. We're not calling a timeout. Because he knows if you call a timeout, West Virginia's going to set up. So that's why Jordan Ward just took it to the basket, did just took it himself, and there you go. That's where you get Lon Kruger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you on that, Greg. Well, we're out of time, Greg. Hopefully, another great segment. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah, and let me just leave. And I forgot to give another stating obvious. It seems obvious to me if Oklahoma State don't beat Texas Tech Saturday this weekend, I think that I believe they'll be 0-7. So I'll just let you know about that.
Oh, thanks for that, Greg. We'll talk to you next time.
There you go. Stating the obvious.
Yep. Oh, man. All right, man. We'll talk to you next time. That was our favorite segment of the week at Chatting with Greg. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NFC and AFC title games. We'll also talk some college basketball and NBA as well. So have a blessed weekend. God is good. Trust in him. And we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.